I am fond of saying how you do the smalls is how you do the alls. Because if you do the small things, they will give you the confidence to do big things. See, you don't first learn how to walk a tightrope tied between two skyscrapers. You start off by walking across a tightrope just a few feet off the ground. And as your competency and your skill set increase, then you raise the rope a little bit higher. The same is true for your confidence. Confidence is comprised of five things, what I call the five C's. Confidence is comprised of communication, curiosity, creativity, continuous learning and action, and productive confrontation. These are small, everyday acts that you can take that create confidence. And the more you practice communication, curiosity, creativity, continuous learning and action, and productive confrontation, the easier it becomes at that level. And through consistency, your intensity will rise. Because, see, you keep coming back to it. It becomes more familiar, and as it becomes more familiar, you just raise your tightrope, your confidence rope, a little bit higher each time. It all starts with a process, and it's a few simple things that you can do repeatedly that nudge you out of your comfort zone every day. And they're all around you, man. You just don't take stock in it. You probably avoid it, and because it doesn't seem like it matters much, you just give it no consideration, no thought. And now I want to flip that whole process upside down, and I want you to be aware of it. And when you feel that slight hesitation, that slight pullback, give it no thought. It's like a Band-Aid, man. Rip it off. Do it. If it's something that you got to communicate, it's something that you can be curious about. If it's something that you can express your curiosity about or creativity, or it's a way for you to learn, even if you fall on your face, even if you look stupid, boom, do it. Or is it something I got to confront? In productive confrontation, confrontation has such a bad rap. It's a good thing. Just confront. And that way it doesn't build up to big consequences. These little steps build up to become big payoffs. And these are small acts every day. It's waking up early enough, just budgeting your time. Some of you are early morning people. My wife and I were just talking about this the other day. We're completely opposite. She's a late night person. I'm an early morning person. She grunts and groans in the morning to get up and open the gym at 5 a.m. I'm bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. But in the evening, at 9 p.m., she's just hitting her stride. But for me, I'm like a bobblehead baby, man. I can barely keep my eyelids open. So back to my point, it's waking up, creating the confidence, is holding commitments to yourself. It's confronting the fact that I got to wake up early enough before work to write, to read, to work out, take care of me, broaden my horizon. And that really hits several things. The creativity side of it, your writing. The communication, it's through writing. The reading, interpreting it, applying it to your life. That's confrontation. That's communication. That's creativity. That's continuous learning and action. See, it's these things. Creating your confidence is taking advantage of the small things and following up with leads that you've gotten. The last 50 of them, you can't get anybody on the phone. As a matter of fact, they hang up on you. Every day, man, you just keep doing it. or to asking that customer to buy from you, even though from the first time you met them, the minute you shook hands with them, they said, I'm not buying today, yet you ask them to buy anyway. See, at the moment, when they get out of the car, or you first meet them, you haven't earned the right to ask them to buy. But now that you've done your part and you've addressed their needs, you've earned the right to ask them to buy from you, because the level of service and the quality of the product that you offer. And see, it's that natural pullback. Boom. It's that productive confrontation. It's through communication. I push myself. That slight hesitation. Little steps equal big payoffs. Another example of creating your confidence, these slight hesitations, asking someone for their phone number. I can't tell you how many times people just don't ask for the number. You just assume it's going to organically, and that person walks out of your life and you never see them again. You're like, oh, I don't want to have any regrets. And the way to have a fulfilling life and less regretful life is to seize these small acts of confidence every day, man. Another way of creating confidence and seizing these small moments, instead of filling out the application on Indeed and hoping out of hundreds that come across the recruiter's desk, how the hell is yours going to stand out? I'll tell you how it'll stand out. You show up and say, I submitted an application on Indeed, but I wanted to come by and introduce myself in person. What's the worst that can happen? Dude, you just separated yourself from everybody. You know what? Nobody does that. You want an unfair advantage? Show up. Show up. Make sure they put a name with a face. Bring that resume with you too while you're at it. Put your picture on the resume so they see what you look like. Boom. It separates everything. See, these are small acts. These are things that we just don't even think about. But I want you to start thinking about, because little steps equal big payoffs. Creating confidence is saying no to apps and alcohol because you're trying to create a better lifestyle. You've had plenty of days where you've ordered multiple appetizers and many rounds of margaritas. Got to say no right now. Not in that season. Got to get my life back in order. Little steps equal big payoffs. What am I forgetting? What else can I add to the list? Write those down. Let me know what they are. Tag me. DM me. Send me your list. In short, you're never going to be confident enough to do big things if you never first earn your confidence to do the seemingly small everyday things. Every day is ripe with these small moments to practice confidence. It's what they are. They're small moments that you get a chance to practice the confidence. And here's what's beautiful about it. Because they're small, you get a chance to practice your confidence without going down the shitter. You won't bottom out in life with these small everyday acts. So you get to practice your confidence with very low consequence. It's the tightrope just a few feet off the ground. And as you practice these small acts of communicating more, of expressing your creativity, and following the path of curiosity, and drawing in another way of learning and confronting productively that conversation or the conversation you're having in your head of doubt, of regret. Boom, you go. They're of such low consequence that you can do them. And even if they don't seem to work out, I don't even say fail. Even if they don't seem to work out, A, you smash past that fear point, and you feel better on the other side, and you recycle it. You learn from it. You discover what worked, what didn't, instead of making assumptions, and you renew it, and you do it again. But see, each time you do this, start at low level. Today, I'm telling you, man, it's going to seem like it seems like it's no big deal. Little steps equal big payoffs. So these small things, but see, every time that wisp, it's another level. Might be a micro inch, but it's another level. And I get a little bit more confident. And I get a little bit more confident. And I become a little more bold. That's what boldness is, man. It's the courage. It's the confidence to say, I can do this, or I'm going to do this, and I'm going to be all right. Regardless, win, lose, or draw, I'll be just fine. You're living proof that you've lived through everything so far. The worst moments in your life, the breakups, the break-offs, the low water marks, the dark days. You're still here. You're living proof. Now, get something for those things. Practice your confidence. And in doing so, you'll capture more confidence. And you'll become unstoppable. All right. Thanks for sharing today's episode. Help get the word out. Remember, keep it simple, keep it moving, never settle, stay tough. Peace.